The City of Lights has quite literally become the City of Darkness. If you would like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Now, when I woke up this morning and I checked my Facebook feed, I saw the amazing news that large parts of the city of Paris had been hit with electrical outages, plunging them into darkness. Now, if you know anything about the layout of Paris, there is a certain code or law to where the buildings are not allowed to be built higher than 3 or 4 stories. There's some sort of regulation so that when you look at Paris, it's like the top of the buildings are all this kind of flat layer. And then off in the distance and from nearly every part of the city, you can see this beautiful hill where the majestic Basilica of Sacré-Cœur is located. That, in fact, was the only place that was not dark. There's this amazing image showing what I'm talking about right here. Check this out. The only part of Paris, at least from this picture, that had light was that majestic basilica. This basilica was built sometime in the 1800s. They have had perpetual adoration for nearly 150 years. I've been there myself. You can spend the night. It's amazing. From what I know, there's at least a couple religious orders there. There are Carmelite nuns that live there, and there are Benedictines of the Sacred Heart that keep watch with our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. It is truly a beautiful place of light. Now, is this a chastisement in response from God to the opening ceremonies? I'll let you decide, but I'm going to play this video clip that shows at least someone else's conclusion. Check this out.
All right, this just in, there has been reported, and in this video you can see a widespread power outage in the Baltimore of Europe, which is Paris. This could affect the Olympics. What is going on? First, the trains were set on fire. Now there's a huge power outage. I don't know, God's answer to their satanic opening? I have no idea. What do you guys know? Do you guys have anyone over in Paris? But looks like the power is out. No one knows what's happening, and it's widespread. So there you go. Pretty exciting times.
I can assure you, he is not the only person making a connection between the demonic opening ceremonies to what is happening now. Now, if you saw in the video, there is a small light in the background when it kind of panned to the left. That is presumably Sacré-Cœur. Again, I'll put this picture up right here. We should continue praying for the people of France, especially the Fatima reparation prayer and prayer of pardon. In fact, I'll ask you to pray with me right now. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. My God, I believe, I adore, I hope, and I love you. And I ask pardon for all those that do not believe, do not adore, do not hope, and do not love you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Praise God, these are wonderful times that we are living in, and as St. Paul says, where sin abounds, grace abounds all the more. I will see you in the next one.